This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, November 27th. While profit-taking puts pressure on the wheat market in Tuesday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat did slip, giving back some of yesterday's rally. The profit-taking did pressure the market somewhat, but the futures did pull back about half of yesterday's gains. But interestingly enough, as we get later into the day, the market started to get a little bit stronger again. There is some underlying support in the wheat that has everyone kind of scratching their head, a big surprise on it, but I just think that it looks like the markets are very thin, low volume, and that's why, you know, the trade is higher in volatility. But these thin markets are easy to push around, but I expect that there's going to be this same volatility is going to continue throughout the week, at least for the next couple of sessions.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 0.75 at 5.29¾. December corn was down 3 at 3.67. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 5.85 to 5.95. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for November were down 3, ranging from 592.5 to 607.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were down 4.25, ranging from 639 to 669. Club wheat of ordinary protein for November was unchanged, ranging from 585 to 770. Live cattle for December was up 70 cents at 120.72.5. January feeder cattle was down 35 cents at 141.80. And November Class 3 milk was up a penny at 20.34.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.